The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, April 11th, 2016. This will probably be the most important broadcast we've ever done up until this date, and I'm serious when I say that. We have massive information that could bring down the globalists if the people realize how powerful the information is. It's up to you. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, your family to tune in. We're going to a John Bowne special report on victim disarmament. Then we're coming back to launch the main transmission. This is the InfoWar.
Another shooting on a military base. As an apparent murder-suicide occurred when an airman shot his commanding officer. The official statement read, "There is an active shooter situation at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland Medina Annex and base, and local authorities are on the scene at this time," meaning the local police. "All schools and child development centers are currently locked down and there have been no injuries confirmed at this time. There are no indications that this was a terrorist attack." Yet another pointless announcement that it wasn't a terrorist attack. Yet another nearby school put on lockdown and left defenseless, even if it was a possible terrorist attack. Since 1994, it's been a non-stop killing spree of drive-by shootings by radical Islamists and disgruntled subordinate soldiers, including the apparent murder-suicide that took place today at San Antonio's Lackland Air Force Base. There have been 21 such incidents, including the November 2009 Fort Hood massacre, when Major Nadal Malik Hassan carried out the largest mass murder at a military installation in American history, killing 13 and wounding 32. So which New World Order puppet got us into this situation? According to the Washington Times, one of the first things Bill Clinton did upon taking office in 1993 was to disarm U.S. soldiers on military bases. So in March 1993, the Army imposed regulations forbidding military personnel from carrying their personal firearms and making it almost impossible for commanders to issue firearms to soldiers in the U.S. for personal protection. For the most part, only military police regularly carry firearms on base, and their presence is stretched thin by high demand for MPs in war zones. Meanwhile, gun-free zones in general are devastating America.
The left just went into paroxysms of distress. The idea that somehow they were going to be responsible for race riots, well, they've already happened. Can you spell Ferguson or Baltimore? And it's going to get worse unless they ease up on their anti-gun policies. And I think you're absolutely right. Chicago is just an explosion waiting to happen. Rahm Emanuel has a very tenuous hold on power there. His gun control policies are a total failure. And if guns are so bad, tell the Secret Service, tell whoever your bodyguards are, hey, put those guns away. It only makes violence more likely. It's not the way to solve problems. Can't we just talk about them? And that's okay for you and me when they're talking to us, but they obviously don't believe that because they don't put that into practice. These people are just really too much. Reiterating the call to keep the bases gun-free zones. Well, that's really ignorant. That is making policy out of wishes and unicorns and other fairy tales rather than looking at what has actually happened, that all of our mass murders, save a couple since 1950, have occurred in gun-free zones. And yet we've got men, I guess women too, that have been in charge of training and leading people in battle, and yet they are so afraid of guns that they don't think that an E-1 should have a firearm on a military base? Really?
13 people killed, including a pregnant soldier, and 32 shot, none of whom received the Purple Heart or any of the additional veterans' medical and financial benefits given those wounded or killed in war. Because the military, to the outrage of the victims, has apparently deemed this workplace violence.
And as military suicide numbers rise, it took 6 years for the dead and the wounded at Fort Hood to rightfully be awarded a Purple Heart. Today's murder-suicide in San Antonio is a blunt reminder that Bill Clinton's Rhodes Scholar New World Order policy isn't working. John Baum for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to miss this transmission. It kicks off officially in T-minus 3 minutes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We return, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time for InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at InfoWars.com/show. Let me just first put on screen, before I launch into our top story, DrudgeReport.com's front page from last night in red letters. We put it out on tweet. Now, Drudge has the same headline up today. But last night I took a screenshot of it and I tweeted it out. Fury as Colorado has no primary or caucuses. Cruz celebrates voterless victory. And I said there, I predicted the election would be canceled, and now it is. Infowars.com/no primary. What will the controllers do next? And I ran out of characters, so I had to put no question mark there. But no question marks even needed is kind of poignant. And then let's go to Drudge Report today and look at the headline. Very emblematic. This is what all the newspapers in the country should say today. Instead, they just act like nothing happened. It's no big deal. I have a stack of news from yesterday and today. No one's saying it's a big deal. Fury, as Colorado has no primary or caucuses, Cruz celebrates voterless victory. Now, I talk about a lot of different news issues and different cultural developments that I call Rosetta Stones or Philosopher Stones. But if you have this, you understand this, you can decode everything. A skeleton key. This is undoubtedly the biggest development when it comes to waking people up, I believe, potentially, we've ever seen. Now, I've been on the air 21 years, and used to maybe once a year, I'd say, this is one of the biggest things we've ever covered. Now, every few weeks, I say, this now dwarfs what previously happened. And I'm not saying that for theatrical purposes. Look around you. Things get more over the top, more naked, more arrogant, more criminal, just dripping with bravado and chutzpah and every other form of hubris. And then I ask, what's coming next? And boy, let me tell you, I spent hours last night researching. I spent hours this morning. And I sat here going over 200 news articles that are in front of me, and it is wild. All over the Western world, they're shutting down free speech. All over the Western world, they're persecuting Christians. All over the Western world, they're breaking up families. All over the Western world, they're engaged in forced inoculations and just taking money out of people's bank accounts and extrajudicial secret police activities. Germany's reactivated the Stasi. They're merging with Facebook and Microsoft and Apple, merging with the communist Chinese, openly meeting, declaring their war on free speech globally. It is staggering. Staggering. We're going to cover it all today. We have a filmmaker, Joel Gilbert, who's had the three Democrats on the FEC committee, that's half of them, Federal Elections Commission, call for his criminal indictment for putting out a film criticizing Obama during the 2012 election, saying that political speech now is any film or speech and that is criminal if it doesn't follow their election rules. They want to shut down this show. We've been listed. Drudge has been listed perennially as the lead main elephant. If they can take that down, they get everybody. It's just all happening. And you would think, even though I knew this was all coming, that I'd be able to grasp it once it started happening. But I'll be honest, I am dumbfounded, poleaxed, flabbergasted. Shocked. Because there's so many facets to this. They're not just stealing the election publicly. It's how they're selling it with this unified wall of disinformation. I was on the elliptical this morning and monitored Fox News, CNN, and MSNBC. And I've never seen such unity. They don't really act like they're fighting each other. I flipped from channel to channel. And they were going, it's ridiculous. Trump's making a big deal out of the fact that they just canceled the election in Colorado and gave all 34 delegates to Ted Cruz. Big deal. And by the way, is what he's doing calling for violence? Is he a troublemaker? Is this more hate? And then I saw a clip on the news, and I knew it was covered on the news Sunday because I have the news articles and the clips, but they said it again on CNN. Will there be criminal charges for Roger Stone for calling for violence at the RNC? And then I got a cold feeling in my spine. He never said anything like that, and they don't care. They're going to steal elections. They're going to install people, and they're openly threatening everyone. You don't come, and you don't organize. And by the way, I'm in these news pieces last week and this week. I'm mixed in with it, saying we're going to go demonstrate. We're going to go say this is wrong. We're going to go talk to the delegate contingents that are having their own meetings and are meeting in hotels. We're going to go say, don't steal our vote.
follow the law and common sense. We're going to go expose the hoax. And so they're trying to create this idea that it's Donald Trump and Alex Jones and Roger Stone that are bad. There's real clear politics. That's from MSNBC. Former Cruz advisor Rick Tyler on MSNBC, dangerous. Roger Stone should be banned from the convention. And they go on to call for his arrest. Yes, that is Gestapo tactics, as Donald Trump's new campaign head came out and said on Meet the Press. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this Denver Post headline. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucus. And then they go on to act like it's a story about the price of milk or something. It's just totally nonchalant. But all the other articles, and there's hundreds of them, just go, oh, man, this is totally normal. Conspiracy theorists, and a whole bunch of articles that says conspiracy theorists think they're having their votes stolen. That's mind control. It's like walking up to, say, a woman in a parking lot in front of 50 people and punching her right in the teeth, knocking her teeth out. And everybody goes, you just knocked that woman's teeth out. And you go, no, I didn't. And you just sit there denying it with a straight face. I mean, it is mind control. And the Washington Post is calling for Roger Stone's arrest. There's the Washington Post. Could Donald Trump surrogate Roger Stone be charged with menacing GOP convention delegates? Menacing. He said, we're going to go out, we're going to talk to him. Let him know, don't steal our vote. Now, let me just stop before I get into all this, okay? This is why I want you to call your neighbors, your friends, your family, your pastors, your bosses, your employees. Let's say you own an auto parts store. This is live right now, but we'll put a YouTube video up of it and a Facebook video later with how to stop the 2016 theft of the election, how to stop the canceling. And I want people to sit their employees down and show this to them. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, who you are. This is the time to get involved, and it's the time to hit the streets, folks. Because let me tell you something. When they start canceling elections in front of everybody and then talking about arresting people that are going to try to protest it, baby, you're not going into the Soviet Union. You're not going into Nazi Germany. You're not going into Mao's China. Sweetheart, you are entering the gates. And I keep telling you, historically, things escalate, they escalate, they escalate incrementally, going into corruption, going into totalitarianism, going into oligarchy, going into the system. But once you finally hit a point, it's like putting a piece of paper on top of a stove. You know, a modern just heater stove. And that piece of paper will yellow, it will brown, it will finally explode into flames. Not only putting it over a flame where it just kind of lights and then burns, it'll crispen and then flash into flame. And so the paper is brown, it is crinkling, it is about to blow into flame, and it is the criminal foreign institutions and the Council on Foreign Relations and all these multinational groups that have written books and white papers and everything else admitting how they take countries over, and now they've done this here, and they are establishing a permanent central committee and a Politburo. And I want to explain something to people. I don't say that for rhetorical parallels to tyranny. I've looked at this, and let me explain what's about to happen when we come back from break. That's why I'm so afraid of them coming after me or shutting me down, not because I'm physically afraid of it. I'm worried other people just aren't as astute as I am historically. They just don't understand the enemy like I do. Quite frankly, no one does except the enemy themselves. People are all specialists in what they do. They're not specialists in the general understanding. I know how they're going to take the country over. I predicted they would do this, and now I know how to stop them. Using their own cultural template against them. Because it's true, but it's the only thing that can actually get into people's brains. Ladies and gentlemen, it is illegal to have the party cancel an election. When delegates are in dispute and at a razor's edge, you can, under party rules, manipulate it. But you can't, when it's someone winning by hundreds and hundreds of delegates and millions of votes, start canceling caucuses and just having your delegates, who are party officials, set up by the party in the last 30 years, take over. They put this rule in the 70s, 40 years ago. 40 years ago, exactly, the Republicans did. They never implemented it. So the hoax is saying this is legal and lawful. It's not. And now Trump's new chief of staff on the campaign has come out and said that.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Always trailblazing. Always the tip of the spear. Always cutting edge. Always revolutionary when it comes to empowering humanity. That's the InfoWar. Now I want to play a few clips here. And when I come back from break in the next long segment, I'm going to lay out the proof that what the Republican and Democratic leadership is doing is illegal. And I'm going to lay out the battle plan to stop them and defeat them. Now, they've got CNN, MSNBC, and the Washington Post, Real Clear Politics, you name it, has stories about arresting Roger Stone, who, by the way, is on tomorrow. I had very interesting talks with him last night and this morning. He's going to break giant news tomorrow here. We're going to be playing a clip of basically the new head of the campaign. There's some face-saving stuff for the other guy, but we're going to play the clip of Paul Manafort here in just a moment. But when we come back, I'm going to lay this out. Ladies and gentlemen, I've gone into the federal election law, and I've gone into the history of it, and I've got all the government printouts and university printouts. And I already knew this, but I went and actually looked it up last night, this morning again. It is illegal from every angle what they're doing. It's racketeering. It's civil rights violations. It's a gross, massive fraud against the public. It is embezzlement. It is voter disenfranchisement. Can you imagine if they told black people in Colorado you can't vote? It would be the end of the world because people know about the history of not letting blacks vote. Well, guess what? Every black Republican in Colorado was told they couldn't vote. And so I'm telling Paul Watson, but I'm telling everybody else, my writers, just go with it. Go with the Voting Rights Act of 65, 64. Go with the Civil Rights Act. It's all about voting. Go with the history of Jim Crow. Go into it all. Ladies and gentlemen, they try to say it's a federal crime not to let illegal aliens get driver's license and vote, basically. But then they're going to just tell an entire state, you don't get to vote. And now they're doing it in four other states. And it's not even being announced. Even the Washington Post from yesterday that I highlighted, where I went to the states and territories it's happening in, and they're using emergency law to do this. So we're going to break it down, but understand something. Just like they have TPP and secret treaties, they just claim they're allowed to put us under. That's all illegal and a fraud, too. But that's my point with the TPP. If they can do that, why not suspend an election? Why not? And that's what they're doing. They also, Bernie Sanders won Wyoming and another state. They just gave it. That's like seven states he's won. They just give Hillary the delegates. And they put it in the news like it's normal. See, that's really the big issue here. They're not just stealing it. They are openly coming out and going, how dare Donald Trump complain? I mean, I can't even believe the level of it. Let's go ahead and play the clip of Donald Trump, who isn't even being hardcore enough. He's saying it's not fair. Hey, Donald, I know you guys listen, you get talking points here, and I'm proud of that. And I'm so proud to support you, to have the whole globalist system against you. I knew I made the right choice. Bring up the Civil Rights Act, bring up Jim Crow, bring up poll taxes, and say, look, we had revolutions and civil wars over this. And Eisenhower had to send troops in so blacks could vote. You've made everybody where they can't vote. It's illegal. I don't care what you claim inside the party. You need to be indicted. He needs to bully pulpit that, and it will destroy them. Let's go out to break with Donald Trump.
I watch Bernie. He wins. He wins. He keeps winning, winning, winning. And then I see he's got no chance. They always say he has no chance. Why doesn't he have a chance? Because the system is corrupt. And it's worse on the Republican side, because I'm up millions of votes on Cruz. Millions. I don't mean like I'm up by two votes. I'm up millions and millions of votes. I'm up by hundreds and hundreds of delegates. I go to Louisiana. I win Louisiana. And I say, isn't that beautiful? I love the people. I send them a note. Thank you very much. I love you, Louisiana. Then I find out that I get less delegates than Cruz because of some nonsense going on. No, I'm telling you. And I say this to the RNC, and I say it to the Republican Party. You're going to have a big problem, folks, because there are people that don't like what's going on. You know, they don't like what's going on. We've got a corrupt system. It's not right. We're supposed to be a democracy. We're supposed to be, you vote, and the vote means something, all right? You vote, and the vote means something.
And there's more of the speech. We'll play more later. I'm going to play his new campaign head, Roger Stone's business partner, coming up. And when he says, no, what Cruz is doing breaks the rules. Absolutely. When you
We're on the march. The
you're
Empire's
done.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They are on the run.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet there is. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Extensively tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Donald Trump, Roger Stone, Paul Manfred. I know you're smart guys. But listen to me and deploy these facts and these terms, and it will blow giant holes in the globalist operation against you. Guaranteed. You want to break the spell they've got over people not understanding this is a total theft. It's already cracking. It's already imploding. You're already doing a very good job attacking the cancellation of 2016 by stealth. And I know you don't want to destroy people's hope, thinking, well, I might as well not vote. They've already canceled it. So you don't want to come out and admit how naked it is and how it's meant to have you positioned to have the nomination stolen from you and from us. But we've gone way past those points. You need to just go all the way. This is a total criminal takeover. and just point out Fast and Furious and the crimes of the government and say you don't expect justice from the Justice Department, and then just go directly to the American people, do a giant press conference, and just break down the fact that this is the suspension of our country. This is the end of America. This is a tombstone for our country, a demarcation line where you can mark the point when the collapse accelerated into oblivion. So I'm going to lay out some of the history. I'm going to lay out the facts. I'm going to do a presentation here in a couple minutes. And then we're going to take this video and put it together with all the articles and put out a special report on it. They have really jumped the shark on this one. If we break out of the trance and the malaise, the morass, the swamp, the bayou. I taste and I smell victory. Victory. Unbelievable. the arrogance of the globalist has gone way too far. And they're calling for arresting Roger Stone while playing clips of him on this show. It is unprecedented. Since I was about 18, I wanted to fight for this republic. I knew the best way to do it would be to get involved in news and politics. And my God, I'm satisfied right now. I'm very sad about the state of our world, but I got to tell you, I can look in the mirror and tell myself, buddy, you gave it one hell of a shot. I'm so proud that I've got the ancestors and the genetics to be a fighter. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying this is what satisfies a man. He's being right, being focused, not being a coward, not caring what the crowd says, not being a sunshine patriot, but a winter soldier. All hell's going to break loose, folks. You better get ready. Tyranny is already here, and it's going to get bad. They're taking the gloves off. But I've looked at the enemy. I've studied history. I've watched their moves. They can't help themselves. They've bitten off way more than they chew. The New World Order is like a 4-foot pygmy trying to eat a whole elephant. He doesn't have a refrigerator. That thing's going to rot before he ever gets around to it. All right. When something is this big, I have trouble even getting into it and talking about it. It's so epic. I'm just going to stop for a moment and calm myself. You see, they don't want you to recognize how big this is, what they've done. And if they can do this trick, this mind game, and have all their pundits act like it's normal and go, what's the big deal with Donald Trump? Yeah, his shadow advisor, his confidant, says we ought to go protest. Well, that's criminal. We ought to arrest him. Yeah, can you believe it? Everybody knows you don't vote in America. I mean, what a discredited lot of traitors. From MSNBC to CNN to ABC to just all of them. I'm just thanking God I'm not one of these people. And you ought to be proud of yourselves, too, that you were awake, you were involved, their mind control didn't work on you, our incredible listeners. That's why I don't want you thanking me when you walk up to me in public or on the street and you got this light in your eyes looking at me like I'm something great when you're just as great as I am or greater. It is humbling to have smart, informed people of every race, color, and creed counting on me to fight the globalists. Well, I'm counting on you, too, and thank you. You're amazing. You're fantastic. I really feel sorry for the people, though, that just for whatever reason don't get it because they never had it. They just lost their soul somehow to TV and the culture and never realized that life's a contact sport. They've got to be in the arena. They're just dead in the bleachers like zombies. They look like they're alive, but they're not. We shouldn't laugh at them. We shouldn't have disdain for them. Lord knows I do that all the time. Then I feel embarrassed because I'm making fun of victims. And that's wrong. So I'm going to lay this out very calmly in the best way I can here in just a moment. First off, though, if you see the information we talk about, if you understand what we're dealing with, if you understand the historical point we're at, I want to encourage you more than ever to be vocal and to be involved. And one of the chief ways to do that is taking the videos and the articles and the tweets and the information we put out on the InfoWars platforms in the InfoWars Project. That's what we are, a project against globalism, against tyranny, against world slavery. We are the pro-human project. We are the information war of the people against the enemy. And it's information war of lies. You are the organic response to the enemy. Whether you want them to be your enemy or not, they are your sworn enemy. They are like wolves and see you as blind sheep. And also, it's more important than ever to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast so I can have the reporters in the field 24/7, so I can have the writers, have the crew, and be able to field the information we have and the research we have, and to be able to do it in a competent fashion. We've fallen out a lot. We've had a lot of issues, myself included, but our guts are in the right place. Our minds are in the right place. Our souls are in the right place, and we're committed. And when you buy the new updated Hillary for President t-shirt backed by popular demand, it's an update of the last one that was the collector's item. This is a new shirt, but it looks very similar because folks really, really wanted it back. So I'm keeping my word, but barely, because folks want it so much. And I'll just admit that. This is I'm so into not ever going back on something, and I kind of feel bad about doing this, but everybody wants it. So I changed the InfoWars.com to red and put some more stuff on the front. Hillary for President 2016 till the end of time. That part's been added, but it looks like a classic election shirt, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's another limited edition. It'll just go through this year or until she gets indicted. So it's got a 4.9 review. It's a very, very hot shirt. Obviously, it'll probably be the best seller we've ever had now. And these are all over the news, all over the country. I want to thank all the folks that are out there taking action and standing up against this evil witch. And then lastly, the all-new DNA Force Plus is back. And the new key ingredients listed on the side if you want to read about that. New powerful ingredient, same price. An all-new ultra-strength version of DNA Force is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com with a new powerful ingredient for the same price as original DNA Force. DNA Force has been sold out for months. We expect to quickly solve this limited shipment. DNA Force is loaded with patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies and extremely hard to secure. Look, there's a reason why just one ingredient DNA Force costs around $30,000 per batch, or $14,000 a kilo. That's the BioPQQ. It's the true absorbable, not synthetic type. Ingredients of DNA Force include a patented form of antioxidant CoQ10. The name's too long to pronounce. BioPQQ, digestive enzymes, amino boosting, astragalus root, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol. Resveratrol, if I say that right. Resveratrol, there you go. Third time's the charm. DNA Force is extremely hard to produce, and when we run out, we are often out of stock for months. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and get the all-new DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out. And at current sales, it'll sell out in about a week. And then we got more coming in a month. It's been sold out for 3 months. And it's our most expensive item, but comparable formulas sold by medical doctors. Some of the stuff's prescription in Europe is $300 to $400. Some of it's $600 because it's that powerful. I mean, it's been proven to... I'll just go see what it's been proven to do. It's all been approved by the lawyers and everybody up there on the site. And just research this for yourself. It's got 175 studies behind it. What it does to your DNA, what it does to the telomeres, what it does to your mitochondrial DNA, the engines of the cell, it is redonkulous how good it is. I mean, I cut my finger off, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, and it was still numb on one side and took this for a few months. It got numb, started tingling, kind of hurt. And then the feeling came back. It's completely back. Boom. I mean, it was the DNA Force for me. And that's what it's patented and certified and proven. It's incredible. And they put out synthetic versions of the BioPQQ and things like that. It doesn't do the same thing. Your body doesn't upload it. This has the only organic BioPQQ out there that there is. And I can't call it organic. Because I'll just tell you, A genetically engineered bacteria creates it. Okay, the Japanese have it, and people say, "Well, I'm against genetic engineering." You know, no, I'm against out of control, not knowing what's going on. So this that's how this is produced, and that's why it's bioidentical. It's the stuff that is in comets. It's not of this world. I'm not kidding. You got to look it up. It's amazing, and the other stuff synthetics, like $50 a bottle for just a bio PQQ. And it's not the stuff that's in the comets and out there in the Kuiper Belt. So it's like the makeup of the universe or something. I don't know how to describe it. You got to look into it for yourself. It's amazing. Before that, I have to basically extract it out of 500 cartons of blueberries to make a dose of it. Okay? It's only found in things like blueberries. It's ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to stop talking about it. It's just crazy how weird this universe is. Okay, let's go back. Let's start over. Thank you for the support, folks. Let's start back over with the Donald Trump clip. Then I want to play his new campaign head, Paul Manafort. Those guys are all gentlemen. They're not fighting with the current so-called head. It's just that he really is. Even Politico, after I told you about it, you admitted that he's pretty much the new campaign head running the show. Nothing against the other guy that's gotten in all the trouble and stuff. I think he's been set up. The point is that this guy's an expert on actually how to win elections. So, quite frankly, Trump was advised on this whole strategy a year ago and was warned about all this. And so that's why now Trump's going, okay, and bringing these guys in. But I'm just going to stop right there. Let's now break down how they plan to steal the election, where all this is going, and how we can stop them. And you're not going to hear some of this information anywhere else. It is guaranteed. If other writers and other researchers and other talk show hosts and we the people pick up on this, this is so hardcore, so truthful, so poignant, so powerful, it's game over. So first, let's go to Trump talking about Bernie Sanders winning all these states, but then from Wyoming to New Hampshire, they give them to Hillary. But if they hadn't stolen those states, he'd be barely ahead of Hillary. Trump is millions and millions of votes, hundreds and hundreds of delegates ahead, but when he wins Louisiana, Tennessee, Arizona, Colorado, and other states, North Dakota, Wyoming, Samoa, Guam, Virgin Islands, it's all just being given to Ted Cruz. And I got to say, I've gone from not trusting Ted Cruz but wanting to like him because of his good voting record to absolutely just loathing him. I mean, the dirty tricks he did against Carson and then all the rest of it, and then now stealing with the Republicans and then canceling elections, it's unprecedented. And they want us to just not notice this and not understand it. That's the key. We have to get upset and state that it's illegal and why. And I'm going to go over that here in a moment. But first, here's Donald Trump.
So I watch Bernie. He wins. He wins. He keeps winning, winning, winning. And then I see he's got no chance. They always say he has no chance. Why doesn't he have a chance? Because the system is corrupt. And it's worse on the Republican side. Because I'm up millions of votes on Cruz. Millions. I don't mean like I'm up by two votes. I'm up millions and millions of votes. I'm up by hundreds and hundreds of delegates. I go to Louisiana. I win Louisiana. And I say, isn't that beautiful? I love the people. I send them a note. Thank you very much. I love you, Louisiana. Then I find out that I get less delegates than Cruz because of some nonsense going on. No, I'm telling you. And I say this to the RNC, and I say it to the Republican Party. You're going to have a big problem, folks, because there are people that don't like what's going on. You know, they don't like what's going on. We've got a corrupt system. It's not right. We're supposed to be a democracy. We're supposed to be, you vote and the vote means something, all right? You vote and the vote means something.
We are a constitutional republic, which is a limited democracy, and yes, the delegates have always sworn at the point for the voters of the precinct that they represent that group of votes, and the votes are tallied together at the precinct and then put into that delegate who then goes. And then in 1972 for the Democrats, 76 for the Republicans, they changed the rule to create superdelegates who they claim will just organize things. There have been contested elections where it's neck and neck. This is unprecedented. But when they canceled the Colorado Republican primary and others, they disenfranchised voters and the public trust and the Voting Rights Act of 65 and brought back a form of Jim Crow against the entirety of the American people. There has never in the history of this country been voter restriction of this level except saying blacks couldn't vote. And that's what you parallel with it is Trump ads. We're going to make some for them. Showing black slaves, showing how they weren't allowed, showing whites and blacks and others protesting for the right of blacks to be able to vote properly and to not have poll taxes and not be violated, and then show how, boom, then they just cancel it in Colorado. And the clips of the pundits saying it's no big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't just expose how it's connected to slavery. That'll finally get people thinking, yeah, blacks couldn't vote, it was wrong. Now we can't vote, or our vote doesn't count. And then a party selects somebody, and then we supposedly vote for that. That's the communist Politburo system. The Soviet Union would have elections. But the candidates were approved by the Politburo that was approved by the Central Committee. And I've got all the news articles on that. I mean, that's what this system is. They're getting rid of our republic system and are bringing it in to say that the Democrats and Republicans, they both decided to do it. They both made a backroom deal because the other party could kill the other party pointing this out. Vice versa. And so we have to point out this is illegal. This is wrong. You just as a party can't say you're allowed to change the rules because it's racketeering. We have public election laws. We have state and local laws. We have taxpayer money spent on all the voting. We have poll watchers. We have all of these systems and international groups come here to monitor our elections. If this was done in a third world country, they'd call it the biggest scandal ever. It would be the dictator of Venezuela has canceled the elections. The dictator of China has canceled elections. Ceausescu in Romania has canceled elections. You know, he will now hold a sham where the party appoints who they want. This is directly out of even banana boat third world countries have sham elections where they just stuff the ballot box and announce whatever they want. They're just dispensing with that entirely because they know it's hard to steal an election from a landslide. So if we counter this and point this out and Trump gets hardcore on this, it's game over. Just because the party officials in both parties say they're allowed to change the rule, really, why didn't you do it in the 200 years before 1976? 200 years before that. The last 40, you have it on the books, but the first time you implement it now, both parties, to block two populist candidates, one hardcore super leftist, one kind of populist, strongman, fascist light. I don't particularly like some of the stuff Trump's doing, but man, they're scared of him. They are really freaking out because they know he wants to actually be president. He doesn't want to sell us out to a globalist system. So here's Paul Manafort, longtime business partner in their political operation with Roger Stone, helped Ronald Reagan stop them stealing it from him in 1980 and other big elections. A top floor operative, the best in the nation. Stone even says that. He says he's even better than him. And he's his partner. And so Stone and Manafort are here to the rescue to counter all this. And so they're calling for Stone's arrest in the Washington Post and CNN and MSNBC. And playing clips of yours truly, implying I need to be arrested as well. There's some sites saying that as well. So I'm here exposing what they're doing, calling for no violence, and they want me arrested and basically say I'm calling for violence. That's another little cherry on top of where we are. Okay? Now, let's go to the Manafort clip.
What is fair game to win a delegate? Is threatening a fair game? Is threats a fair game?
It's not my style. It's not Donald Trump's style.
What is?
But it is Ted Cruz's style, and that's going to wear thin very fast.
You think he's threatening delegates?
Well, he's threatening that there. You go to these county conventions and you see the Gestapo tactics, the scorched earth.
Gestapo tactics.
Yeah, they are.
That's a strong word.
Well, you look at. So we're going to be filing several protests because the reality is, they are not playing by the rules, but. Frankly, that's the side game, because the only game I'm focusing on right now is getting delegates. And the games that have happened, even this past weekend, are not important to the long-term game of how do we get to 1237.
And then he goes on in the longer clip, it's on InfoWars.com, to say what they're doing breaks the rules. We're going to file more protests. And notice the pundit from the Clinton and Obama White House, who now hosts the show, it's just all their operatives are in there, is like, are threats okay? Is this okay? Because they know millions of people are going to show up, probably millions. I'm going to be, they want me to lead it. I mean, quite frankly, I'm letting Stone be the leader of it. There's going to be a bunch of folks there, and we are going to say no to this. To being told that the person we voted for, we can't have, it's not normal to go demonstrate. They're implying we want violence. As we say, we're going to go to these delegations. We're going to go stay in the same hotels. And when they're all walking around with their delegate cars, we're going to walk up and say, what are you doing? That's our free speech. That's Gestapo tactics stealing our votes. It's not Gestapo tactics like they've got Ted Cruz's operatives on CNN and MSNBC saying. So here's the big news. Anybody can type into a search engine and go to countless universities, go to the federal government websites, Library of Congress, and read about Jim Crow laws. So let's go over these for people. Jim Crow laws were enacted on a host of issues, disarming blacks, you name it. First gun control laws were Jim Crow. But they were mainly voting. And it did everything from setting up labor unions so that they couldn't have blacks in them, to not letting blacks basically run for office, to making blacks pay a poll tax, and also poor whites, to shut them down. And there were just all sorts of lawsuits and fights and people killed over this. And finally, by the 1974, quote, 75, when it finally got signed into law, Voting Rights Act of 65, Jim Crow was abolished. You read the stuff in Jim Crow, it's nothing compared to just saying the party's allowed to cancel a vote. Think about this. If a party can really cancel a primary, in all these states they're doing it, or steal them after the fact, they have suspended the real election. Think about that. And they are now the leaders of the country and will bestow on their surrogates, their legates, their children, endlessly, just like Cuba or North Korea, or where these communist generals are billionaires in China and their grandkids are billionaires and they just own the country because they're on the Central Committee that was set up in 1927. They are 3 to 4 generations down in the Communist Central Committee, and it's almost all the children and grandchildren of the original people in 1927 that were in the mountains of China, didn't even take over until 49. They are a hereditary rulership. So go read about Jim Crow and connect it to this. That, hey, if blacks are having their right to vote taken, and it was basically wars over it, and Eisenhower sending troops in so they could vote in 1958, what's going on now? You see, well, go read the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. Go read the Politburo of the Communist Party of China. The Central Committee then appoints these people, and then they side of the president is. I mean, it's totally rigged. This is what we're going into. This is the end of our country, people. And both parties are doing it now on purpose to set the precedent, act completely normal, and then just go, oh, yeah. And then now suddenly everyone wants to be a delegate. And how do I become a delegate? It's like the new royalty. And these delegates are all on power trips because they're part of the party and they get to go on golf trips and steakhouses. I mean, this is so sick, folks. Talk about oligarchy. This is it. Get this out
to
everybody. Stay with us.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.